conquering the to-do list that seems never to get finished. Coach Jim Steffen here. Many people can relate to Ray Misharbish, a Cisco manager's frustration with his to-do list that seemed never to get finished. Let me call your attention to three things Ray very generously and honestly shared in the following interview. First, the problem his to-do list caused him and how it negatively affected not only his work life, but his home life and personal life. Then, the simple solutions he learned over lunch in the Aligned Thinking Telecoaching series. And lastly, the benefits he now enjoys that you can expect from the Aligned Thinking Telecoaching series. Now for the interview. Ray, are you there?
Yes, hi, Coach Jim.
Ah, very good. Ray, the other day when we talked, you very generously shared some problems that you were having that I'm sure a lot of people can relate to, and a couple very simple solutions that I'm sure a lot of people would like to try. Could you repeat those, please, so that people could experience the benefits that you found?
Oh, sure. I'd be happy to. I think when I look back at my life before Aligned Thinking, I always used to, you know, have a things to do list, and it was just driving me nuts that I could never get everything done. I never had that sense of accomplishment, of success, of I was actually achieving something. I would always feel like I was falling further and further behind with this, just so much more to do, and I never really got satisfaction from what I was doing.
I'm sure many people can relate to that.
Oh, yeah, and it kept getting worse, and I think in some ways affected my family, because as I was going home, I couldn't sleep. I'd always be worried about what else came up during the night. What about those other items I didn't get to today? What's going to happen to those? And, you know, just the worry, the constant worry, really took me away from my personal life at home with my family, as I was still distracted when I was there.
So you were really taking your work home with you.
Yeah, I would definitely say, definitely in the mind, just the always thinking about it and constantly nagging me. It was really consuming my, you know, thought processes at home and then taking me away from the more important things of home life.
Ray, now could you share with people how you spent the 5 minutes in your focus period and what effect that had?
Sounds good. To me, the 5 minutes, is, first of all, is a reinforcement of, you know, the things that were checked off from yesterday and they got accomplished. So it starts with a positive reinforcement in that direction. And then what would happen is I would reprioritize all the things that came in throughout the day yesterday that I didn't focus on while they were coming in and reprioritize them based on, you know, any current issues and the situation at the time. And by not focusing on them the previous day, what I found is I'm much more attentive to the task at hand, and I was actually getting more done than previously, where I was always getting these constant distractions, and I think we all know how distractions can take us away from being productive.
So by having this huge list, you were actually using some of your limited mental energy on this huge list that you weren't going to do, and it was taking away your ability to do the really important things. Did I say that right?
Correct. I think in some ways, with having a massive list, you're not sure, am I missing anything? Whereas by prioritizing them early in the day and focusing on the ones that you've outlined, you don't have to worry about, is something else going to blindside me, because you've already done that analysis.
So how many do you pick during the day? 3, 4, or is there any number? Or what's the rule of thumb that you try to use?
Again, I think that the key is to pick something that you can accomplish reasonably, and you have to be honest with yourself, because shortchanging yourself is not productive, and overtaxing yourself is going to feel back to that I didn't accomplish thing we don't want. So I think you have to be reasonable, and tasks are different. They all require different times and different types of energy.
So if an upper management person called with a real hot item, what happens to the list?
Well, depending on how hot that item was, if it was super critical, it may jump to the top. But like I said, typically that's rare. But normally if it's not that crucial item, it just gets added to the list for analysis tomorrow.
So where does this put you at the end of the day? What I hear you so far is you're more capable of focusing totally on what you selected. Where does this put you at the end of the day, and how does this affect your home life?
Well, like I said, so definitely I'm actually getting more accomplished with less distractions. I'm walking away going, wow, you nailed it. You said you'd, you know, do these things, and you did them, and there's nothing else to worry about. Everything else you've deprioritized, and when I go home now, that's it. The first thing I do when I go home is just start playing with my daughters, because that's really what my home life is focused around my two daughters and beautiful wife.
How does this affect your sleeping before and after?
Well, like I said before, I could never really fall asleep quickly. I'd sit there, and I know my wife would look to me and, what's wrong? And a lot of times I don't want to bother her with these things, so I would just say nothing. And then I would sit there for another half hour, 45 minutes, stewing over what's going on, what might have happened with this situation, what am I going to walk into, because I really didn't fully analyze the list. I just saw things on there that, you know, I didn't really analyze, so I just assumed they were going to be bad things. But, yeah, definitely by walking away accomplished and knowing that the hot things of the day were already done, I don't really think about it much at home anymore.
So, Ray, I really appreciate your insights, and I'm sure the 5 minutes spent and then the focus during the day on the total things is what a lot of people would like to imitate, and they would like to go home and have a better night's sleep.
It will change their lives, Coach Jim, and as you did with me with this training, and I thank you for it.
Ah, very good. And your team, that's going well?
Very well. You should hear all the different accomplishments and accolades that they give you based on the course. And we've already adopted the holding pen. We've adopted the priority list for them. We use them during our discussions. And right now, we're actually in the middle of performance reviews. So a lot of these discussions are fully aligned now. We talk about the same things. We all talk about our mens, whether it's personal or professional. And I try to help them get there on both sides of that.
Well, I really appreciate your sharing so willingly. And as a coach to your team, I think you're doing some things that many could profit from by imitating you. So thanks again, Ray. Well, I think you can see from this interview, as I said in the beginning, Ray very honestly shared the problem the to-do list was causing him, the simple tools he used, and the very significant benefits he's enjoying. I think if each person listening had an opportunity to talk about the couple things they most enjoy in Ray's interview, they would all come up with different things. There were so many to choose from. The two parts I especially liked were at the end of the day, Ray said, "I nailed it," and then how he described with a glitter in his eye how he went home to play with his two daughters and beautiful wife. We'd like to make it possible for you to say, "I nailed it." And so if you would like more details, or if you would like to sign up for a future Aligned Thinking Telecoaching series, you can email me at rjstefan@aol.com, or you can call me at 203-740-8400. That's 203-740-8400. I'd really like to help you so that at the end of the day, you can say, related to your to-do list, "I nailed it."